Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
See, the thing about unsolicited opinions is that they come in quick and messy. Kind of like glitter. You ain't asked for it. You don't want it. But now it's everywhere. Somebody says, you should be further by now. And all of a sudden, you start questioning yourself. And you got somebody else that says, don't you think it's time? And now you feel like you falling behind. But here's what I've learned so far, especially while approaching 30, is that your opinion don't pay my bills. It definitely don't fulfill my peace. And it sure don't validate my life. So respectfully, keep it. Hey girl, and welcome back to another episode of Hey Girl, Hey. It's your host, Destiny, of course. But I do want to stop and just say really quick thank you to everybody that has supported me thus far. It's not going unnoticed. I mean, the constructive criticism, I can't talk, y'all. The constructive criticism, the shout outs, the just overall love I'm receiving from everybody thus far, I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. And I say that just because as far as my confidence level goes with this podcast, it's still kind of on the low end, but we're working. We're gonna figure it out and we're gonna get there. But I do want to thank every single last one of you for listening and supporting everything that I've done thus far. So, full disclaimer, I had to bring my hookah out for this conversation. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, if you hear the bubbles going, I'm taking a little puff break. Maybe you take a puff break too, but just wanted to let y'all know that. Because today I wanted to discuss the unsolicited opinions that nobody asked for. And when I say that, I say it because, yeah, we know I just turned 30, yes. But I had this kind of realization that even leading up to 30 is that the one thing that I've learned about this chapter is that everybody and their mama suddenly has an opinion about your life. Like, turning 30, like, automatically turned me into a walking suggestion box. And quite frankly, matter of fact, spoiler alert, I didn't ask for y'all opinions. I didn't ask for y'all suggestions about how my life going and how I'm moving. I didn't. And it's funny because I feel like 30 is supposed to be this new decade of clarity, peace, and like self-confidence. But child, y'all serving me up a side of unsolicited opinions that I did not order. Like, where is this coming from? And I want to talk about it because right after my birthday, I had people coming at me left and right talking about, so when are you having kids? I'm sorry, what? Or you should probably buy a house by now. Excuse me? Or this one. Don't you think it's time to settle down? First of all, turning 30 is not some magical deadline. Like, it's not like life sent me an email when I turned 29 and said, hey ma'am, by 30 please submit a proof of marriage, children, and mortgage. Nah, life don't work that way. And yet, here come all the unsolicited opinions like it's an Amazon Prime package. Y'all coming fast, unnecessary, and showing up at my door uninvited. Because who sent you? And the thing is, I figured out that people give these opinions for three main reasons. One, they want to feel important. They want to feel like their opinion matters to you. And I get that, especially when, you know, people feel like they have a certain relationship with you, or, you know, they're that close with you to where they could give their opinion. But it's like, if I don't ask for it, why are you giving it? And quite honestly, nobody's opinion really matters to me besides my own. Or, I mean, if Beyonce called me ugly, I might go sit in the dark and contemplate my life for about a week. But still, why do you feel so important, or why do you feel entitled? Matter of fact, the audacity to feel like your unsolicited opinion matters to me. Why? Now, the second reason is that they project in their own insecurities. Because last time I checked, the same people that's giving these opinions and making these statements, you didn't have your life together at 30. Quite frankly, you were forced to get your life together because of the decisions you made at a younger age. And I'm not just talking about, you know, having children at a younger age, because I never fault anybody for that. Children are beautiful, yes. But you were dealt a different hand of cards than I was. So what makes you feel like it's okay to tell me where my life needs to be because your life wasn't there when you were at that point? I'm just saying. Or is it that you are that insecure in knowing that I may be at the point where I'm supposed to be, and you were never able to reach that point? Yeah, maybe that's it. Now, the third reason, people just don't know how to shut up. Because why on God's green earth do you feel like it's okay to just give your unsolicited opinion? Because I guarantee you, if it was given to you, you wouldn't like it. So why not just shut up? Matter of fact, I think it's something that we've all gone by. I'm sure our parents have taught us this for a very long time, is that if you don't have nothing nice to say, and even though, you know, it could be, you know, meant well, but still, giving your unsolicited opinion, if you have nothing nice to say, if you're not giving me tips or guidance, why say it at all? Why say it at all? Why does it matter to you if I have kids right now? I have a dog. That is my fur child, and that's all I need right now. I'm not in the mood for no kids. And buying a house, we all know this economy is not worth buying a house right now, but I am getting tired of paying somebody else's rent. I'm just saying. But still, at one point, what point will you learn to shut up? And half the time, it's family, aunties, uncles, cousins. When you get married, you know it's getting close that you ain't gonna be able to have no kids. You should probably be further along in life right now. What? Girl, please. Some of y'all need to clock out of my business and clock into your own. And sometimes, it really ain't even family either. It's coworkers, friends. Heck, you at brunch having a private conversation with somebody and all of a sudden somebody wanna lean in. Sweetheart, I think you need to leave that girl alone. What? Who is talking to you? Like, people are just so bold with these unsolicited opinions. Where are you coming from? Why is it necessary? And it's crazy because people treat 30 like it's a finish line instead of just another birthday. And because of that, they project their timeline, their regrets, or their standards onto you. But just because something mattered to them at 30 doesn't mean it has to matter to you. For instance, saying as far as a career, you should be further along by now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. Because for one, you don't know what it took to get in this position. You don't know what I put up with on the day to day. You don't know how this timeline works career wise. So how could you tell me I should be further along by now? Granted, I'm a person that when I start something, I do create my own timeline. I do know where I want to be at a certain point. For instance, with my current job now, when I started and I figured out what the different, you know, steps were to moving up, I created myself a timeline. They say you got to have 2 years in order to be a certified training officer. Okay, when I hit year two, what did I do? Applied to be a certified training officer. Next step, supervisor. Okay. You got to have at least 2 years, be a CTO, and have great rapport with the company before you apply to be a supervisor. So guess what I did? Applied to be a supervisor. Got it. And then the next steps after that, I continued to climb up. I continued to better myself to get to those points. Why? Because I created my own timeline. I'm not working on nobody else's timeline. I don't have to move and be at the top of the company in 5 years. No, I created my own timeline. When I was ready, I was ready. And not just careers, relationships. You still single? That's the most disrespectful thing you can say to anybody. First of all, don't come to me talking about some you still single. The dating pool is trash. Do you think I want to be single? A little bit, because like I said, the dating pool is trash. But to give your opinion and act like it's a crime for somebody to still be single or still in a bad relationship or a bad marriage, like what are you giving this opinion for? You have the audacity to have this unsolicited opinion about somebody else's life. What's your life doing? And the one that got me recently was the unsolicited opinions about a lifestyle. You shouldn't be traveling. You should be saving. Who said I'm not saving and traveling at the same time? And it's crazy because people, you know, 20 years or 15 years older act like traveling is such a bad thing at this age. I'm sorry. I grew up in a family where my mom didn't travel anywhere outside the US until I was, what, 24, 25? I don't want that for myself. I want to be able that, I want to be at the point where when I do have kids, I can say, yeah, I traveled here. Yeah, I traveled there. I did this. I did that. Here's what you should expect when you go to Jamaica. Here's what you should expect when you go to Paris, when you go to Bali. Here are the things that I experienced, and I want my kids to have those experiences as well. So to tell me I shouldn't be traveling and I should be saving, stop counting my pockets. Those are my coins. I know exactly what I'm doing. And your unsolicited opinion is not warranted at all. Whew, that's a lot of talking, y'all. But it's like people forget that what worked in their 30s isn't even realistic for ours. Like, we're in a whole different economy right now, different dating pool, and different world altogether. So keep that same energy when you come with your comments because the math ain't mathing. And the gag is, turning 30 also made me realize I don't always need to give my opinion either. Sometimes the best way to support somebody is just letting them live and learn. And I had to ask myself, Destiny, are you helping or are you just adding noise to a conversation? Because sometimes we forget our way isn't the only way. And if I don't like unsolicited opinions, I can't be out here dishing them out either. And unsolicited opinions at 30 be wild. Like, imagine I pull up to brunch and say, girl, maybe you should worry less about my love life and more about that lace lifting on your wig. Or, bruh, you should really fix your credit before you talk to me about your car note. Ooh. See how quick it gets uncomfortable when the mirrors turn back? That's why I don't clap back. Because when you flip the script, people can't take it. They want to dish it out, but they don't want to hear it back. Like, how on earth are you going to give me your unsolicited opinion, but when I give it back, now you got an attitude problem. Now I'm wrong. Nah. Y'all better get it together. Whew. And on that note, puff break. I really do love my hookah, y'all. But turning 30 just taught me that everybody's paths look different. And that's okay. Don't let unsolicited opinions rush you into choices that don't even fit your spirit. And on the other side, learn when to shut up too. Like, your opinion isn't always needed either. Sometimes the most supportive thing you can do is say, you know what? I'm rooting for you. And leave it at that. Your peace, your pace, your process. That's what matters. All right, y'all. That's it for today's episode of Hey Girl, Hey. If you're in your 30s or about to hit it, just remember, life is not a checklist. It's definitely a journey. And you don't owe anyone proof that you're on track. And unsolicited opinions do not define your worth. So keep moving at your own pace, protect your peace, and remind yourself your vision doesn't need everyone else's approval to be valid. So if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe, follow, share it with your bestie, and leave me a little love in the reviews. Until next time, drink your water, mind your business, please. And remember, unsolicited opinions are definitely free, but your time and energy is expensive. Bye.